marriage. Okay? There you go.
Good catch!
All right, now for the best part.
Ooh, let's get those in the bowl. These are way too good to waste, right?
Share what you love with who you love. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
They're great!
Good evening and welcome to Checking In with Joanna, the show that is all about you. Tune in live every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where I am your host, four-time Olympian, author, motivational speaker, businesswoman, also known as Madam Olympian. As you know, every week we have a different topic, and we talk to business and financial leaders, educators, sports legends, entrepreneurs, and health and wellness advocates. The call number for the show is 646-787-1680. 646-787-1680. That's right. It's time for you to call, text, tweet, and communicate with your friends. Tell them that Madam Olympian is on Checking In with Joanna. We need you to call in that number, 646-787-1680. You can tweet at Joanna Olympian, and you can also send us emails to joannaevents@yahoo.com. You know this is an interactive show, and as I always say, if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. This evening, we have Betsy Markle, who is a registered dietitian and a certified personal trainer, and she's also the owner of Sunshine Wellness. So if you want to get yourself in gear, be it yoga, be it exercising, be it nutrition, this is the show you want to listen to find out how to do it. Remember that call, the number is 646-787-4680. That's 646-787-1680. I'm Madam Olympian, and we will be back with Checking In with Joanna, the show that is all about you. Welcome back to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. We have a fantastic show in store for you this evening. And before we get to the topic, which will be very helpful for all of us, as you know, this is Fitness Month for families. So it's Family Fitness Month. And what we want to do on the show this evening is to try and help you work on how to be healthy as a family and making healthy lifestyle changes. And by doing that, you're going to build self-esteem, you're going to increase your work productivity, and you're going to make the family stronger. The call number is 646-787-1680, and there's so much going on in the world today, and we just want to send out our condolences and prayers to the family with the Amtrak train wreck in Philadelphia, PA, earlier today. When we're traveling, we always ask for us to get to our destination safely. And in this case, there was an accident, and that didn't allow some of the train riders to get to their destination safely. So we have to just be thankful that we were able to get up and down the highways in a safe manner. And I thank you all for joining us this evening here on Checking In with Joanna. This evening, we have a great guest who is calling in from Stone Harbor, New Jersey. And that is South Jersey, and that's where we have our beach. Well, we call it the shore if you're in New Jersey, but other people may call it the beach. But what's important here is that you're going to have the opportunity to ask someone questions about health, about fitness, about detox. There are many topics that we will discuss this evening with Betsy Markle. And I look forward to speaking with her after this next break. So remember, pick up those phones, call in 646-787-1680. That is the call-in number, and I will come back to all of you after this break. Thank you. That music sounds so good, Boogie Wonderland, but we're not going to be in any Wonderland this evening. This is going to be reality, and it's going to be straight talk. So if you have always wanted to learn about detoxing, if you want to learn about yoga, if you thought about alternative lifestyle changes that would make you healthier without jogging or without the treadmill or without some of the kickboxing activities, we have someone that's going to be able to answer all of your questions. And most importantly, she's going to be able to provide you a different outlook on how one gets healthy, stays healthy, and makes that change for life. So often we want to make a change quickly, but as you will find out, that is not about making the change quickly. What's important is once you make that change, that you stick to it and see it through. So I'm going to ask Betsy Markle to join us here this evening on Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Thank you, Betsy, for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, before we begin, I always want our listeners to know a little bit about our guests. I always tell people, we have some of the most interesting guests on this show, and people often ask, how do you find your guests? Well, I tell you, there are many ways you can be part of the show. You can write in, or you can email us, or I can just be in the area where you are, and that's how I found Betsy. I was down in Stone Harbor last week for a very great event that they're doing down with the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and I had an opportunity to meet with her, be about 5 minutes, right, Betsy? Might have been about 5 minutes. And she has a wealth of knowledge, so I cannot just allow 5 minutes to go by and that's it. So I invited her to come back on the show, and she was so gracious in accepting the invitation. So welcome to the show. And if you don't mind, we have you down as a registered dietitian, a certified personal trainer. You are the owner of the Sunshine Wellness Center down in Stone Harbor. You've written a book. You have a detox program. How do you have time to do all of that? And I also know that you have some little ones and you are married. So how are you able to do all of that? And why did you get started in nutrition and total wellness?
It's a great question. No matter what, I think everyone struggles with balancing life, and that's kind of the key of staying happy in my mind, is being able to balance all these areas and stay healthy. So I'm just blessed to have three healthy kids, and, you know, we just live day by day. But all in all, I was brought up eating very healthy, and my mom was just a huge part of my life, and we just packed every lunch. We ate dinner together as a family every evening, always eating our salads first. You know, all those little things really do make a difference. So nowadays, with our family, it's always a priority, health and wellness and being active. And then I do menu planning every week. So it's just on my mind of just, what am I going to shop for? What am I going to make this week? What is our family going to eat together? So it's kind of just trickled from back in the day to now into my family life, and now I get to share it with all my clients and friends and family.
So you started as a youngster learning about nutrition and healthy eating. Now, did you and your parents, did they do that because it was their lifestyle, or were you in sports and kind of wanted to do be a healthy total person for your sports?
Yeah, I've always been a jock or an athlete, and I went with it. I mean, to be honest, I was into health and wellness when I was younger, but it wasn't really till college came along that I really got so into it, and my career has just progressed. So to be a registered dietitian, it's the highest level of nutrition, but it's very clinically based. So my training and my schooling is more clinical in the hospital setting, and it's very good information to know, but at the same time, it wasn't quite my area that I really enjoyed. So after a little while, I became certified as a personal trainer and started to dive into the world with athletes and sports nutrition, and then my family or my husband and myself at the time moved to California. And we lived there for 10 years in Santa Barbara, and that was just an amazing experience because I was able to work with so many holistic practitioners, and I worked with an endocrinologist who is world-renowned, and I still work with her, and that's the study of hormones. So it's just such a different approach to nutrition now in my new world of holistic mixed with the clinical experience in sports nutrition. So I'm able to kind of look at the metabolism and nutrition in so much more of a natural way, and it's been an amazing experience.
So you talk about your current life and then you talk about your past life. I guess what you learned in the past has helped you in the future. And is that why you opened the Sunshine Wellness Way? Is that something that was something that came out of your past, or is that something that came out of what you call your new life with the holistic and that whole new, I guess. When I say new, when we talk about, let's digress just a moment, Betsy. We talk about the different phases that we've gone through with health and wellness. We're using that word health and wellness together. And I guess many years ago, it would just be fitness and exercise. So if you can kind of just bring us from the basic walking, health, and exercise to the Jane Fonda aerobic videotape that we have seen. I don't know how old you are, but I was definitely a product of that generation and of that era. And then you move fast forward to all of the, Tebow and Tybo and Insanities, and plus the, you know, yogas and the different machines and cross training and CrossFit. So can you kind of bridge the gap from then to now, and then we move forward to your Sunshine Wellness Ways?
Yeah. I mean, it has gone health being nutrition and fitness, exercise have gone in so many different ways. And I mean, that's why it's so cool to be in this field, because it's never ending and no one really ever knows. And when I work with people nowadays, I just come and bring it back into realistic nutrition. That's what I really try to focus on, and realistic exercise in your life. So, I mean, if you break it down and you talk about exercise, it's kind of where it's been. And I think, from where it's been, from where it's going now, there's starting to be a realization in my mind of saying that you can be excessive with exercise now, you know, and it's actually not good for you to go so full force doing something, you know, so hardcore. And whether it be also there's like a whole new world today also of stress hormones. So, you know, let's just say you're a busy, busy person. You have so much going on in your world, and you don't handle stress very well. Maybe you're not sleeping well. Your stress hormones are activated hardcore. And then you are training for a marathon or something, and you're running, and when you're doing some of those hardcore activities, you're releasing stress hormones as well, which I know cardiovascular exercise is really good for you, but people are starting to understand that actually some exercise can sometimes be hurtful. So it comes back to balance in your life again. So I think nowadays you can see how fitness and exercise is starting to come around to some stress-relieving exercises as well as the cardiovascular. So it's good to get that cardio in, but then let's balance our exercise and maybe add some yoga or Pilates or something where there's deep breathing involved. And let's also try to balance our exercise even more and get some kind of resistance training in there and work our muscles and build our metabolism in that way instead of always just doing straight-up cardio, which was so popular in the past. So exercise has done a complete kind of circle, and it's so interesting. And nutrition is definitely changing as well. You know, it's so interesting to see what nutrition was like back in the day, how it was like all basic of just eating wholesome, healthy, basic foods, and mom cooks them all from scratch. And then we started getting into food technology and food, you know, margarine was like the big thing, you know, and now they're finding that all these things that we made to protect our crops and to make foods faster and to have the life of the food last longer, it's now like turning really bad. And so now we are taking away hydrogenated oils, and now we're having so much more awareness of genetically modified products. And so now we're coming back to like the grassroots again and having more farmers markets and making foods from scratch and The only problem is that people are still really busy. And so that's, again, why I come back to realistic nutrition approaches of how to implement healthy, basic nutrition habits that really help to boost your metabolism and keep you healthy and your family healthy.
Now, you use that word metabolism. I have a high metabolism, and I've always had one since I was an athlete and even younger. Mm-hmm. And I think as I've gotten older, I want to say my metabolism has slowed down, and I don't know if that is that truthful or not, because I haven't had anything tested. So with that being said, we were bridging the gap between old and new, and we talked about different ways that we can eat and have better food. You talk about holistic. So could you just, before we take a call, explain holistic and also explain how the holistic approach is something that the Sunshine Wellness Way uses for their clients?
Sure. Holistic health is just more of a natural approach, and it's more of a whole body approach. So it's just when we talk about specifically when we talk about diet, it's going to be about eating whole, real foods. And so it's just really simple of approaching it that way. Let's just say if we were to dive into a different topic and talk about detoxification, there's lots of programs out there, and some might be like a fast where you just have water and like cayenne pepper or something crazy. There's juice fast. There's colon cleanses, and they all focus on kind of one organ or one food group or something like that. And the holistic approach of a detox would be that it's all your body organs that are working, and you eat a lot of whole foods while you do a detox.
Oh.
So it's just a different approach of how to deal with health and you mentioned metabolism, and I kind of want to touch on that a little bit more, because metabolism is just such a tricky approach, and I look at it in more of a holistic way. So a lot of people might just say, okay, I want to drop some weight, I'm going to eat less calories or eat less food, and I'm going to exercise more and burn calories, and therefore I'll get a negative number there, and I will drop weight because of it. So that might be true when you're like 16 or 18 years old or even later on in life for some people. But after a little while, your metabolism changes. And that's when I work with so many people, and especially I work with a lot of menopausal women. And they, all of a sudden, what they did in the past doesn't work. And in fact, they might even gain weight when they try to do those techniques. So you have to look at it in a different way. Uh-huh.
Let's hold off on metabolism. We have to bring our audience together nice and slowly. So we're moving kind of quickly. Have some time. I want to touch on all of those topics, especially your detox program and your study guide that you have written. But as always, we have to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to go to the phone lines, and then we're going to go and expand a little bit more on some of the topics that you talk about, and also about the things that you do at your center. So we'll take a break, and then I'll come back. And when I'm back, we will answer some of the questions from the audience. And audience, you know the calling number is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. And we'll be right back.
Can you see that? Do you see that right there?
Moorhead Health Assessment Center for Athletes provides education, evaluation, and assessment of sports injuries and sports-related cardiac and concussion screening. Visit BarnabasHealth.com to find out more about the Matthew J. Health Assessment Center. Athletes have free screenings, and you can find out more information by visiting BarnabasHealth.org or calling 973-322-7913. That's the Matthew J. Moynihan Health Assessment Center. Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta. Those who are just joining us, we have an action-packed show this evening. We have Bessie Markle on, and we're talking about healthy alternative, healthy choices. And as you may not know, but I'm going to tell you, this is the month of May, and May is family fitness. And so we want the families to work out together and train together and be healthy together. So I'm going to go to the phone lines, and the first caller I have, and you know, audience, when I mentioned the last 4 digits of your number, that means I'm speaking with you. So caller 1783, caller 1783, welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. And you're on with myself and Bessie Markle.
Yes, good evening. I had a couple questions. I wanted to know how do you feel and with your experiences in your field of expertise in being a mother and shopping, buying fruits and vegetables in different stores opposed to going to fresh fruit markets. If you're not familiar with that, how do you balance what you should buy in a supermarket and what you maybe should try to buy when you're out at a Saturday morning when they sell the fruit outside?
Gotcha.
You know, price-wise, I see a difference, but as far as the freshness or what you should look for or maybe what you can get a bargain on and what you might recommend?
Yeah, it's a good question because there's so many people on a budget, and I shop budget style myself. And then the fact that I have little ones, I have a 2-year-old and a 7 and a 9-year-old. But with my 2-year-old, I'm always just like, don't want to get out of the car too much. I'm like, let's just have a one-stop shop. And around my area, there's really no Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or anything like that. I personally shop at the shop right near me. And I get most of my produce there, and then once summertime comes, I'm going to be hitting the farmer's market, which is nearby me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really important to know, produce-wise, what the Dirty Dozen is. So have you heard of that?
Yeah, but I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay, so there's certain, like all the fruits and vegetables are tested every year, and they're tested to see what kind of, like, pesticides, how much are on them. So there's certain ones that even if you clean them and you wash them, they're still going to be filthy with pesticides. And therefore, those are going to be the ones that you're going to aim to buy organic for or at least buy local for. And then
yes,
most of the local farms are going to be better and not use the pesticides. So, like, apples are usually the number one every year. And so for myself and my family, like, we go through apples like it's our business. So something like apples would be one that I'm definitely going to buy organic for. So apples, there's peaches and nectarines are usually on the list, celery, strawberries, cherries, the bell peppers, grapes, spinach, lettuce, potatoes. Those are the ones that have been on there kind of year after year. So I've written a newsletter about this about, I think, 2 months ago. So it's one of my posts on my website. So if you go to realisticnutrition.com and you just put in there the Dirty Dozen on my search bar, I put in the top like 15 that are never dirty and then the top 12 that are always dirty. And that's such like a good tool to have when you go food shopping. And that way you can buy at the supermarket and then just buy, you know, the best you can. And then utilize the farmer's markets whenever you can, though. And I think that's always the optimal choice.
Okay. My second question is, No, go ahead. You can ask
your
question. You mentioned the age range with your children. My children are grown now, but also I wanted to know, when you have children or a particular child that doesn't like meat, do you find that to be a problem? Or, I mean, you don't force a child to try to eat anything. You can't really force it, but
yeah,
you know,
I did force it today. my 2-year-old, I'm trying to get her, like, we as a family, we just always have salad before we eat our dinner, and so it's just been like pulling her teeth, and I'm like forcing her. I'm like, you have to have one leaf, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I think kids should try every food, you know. Obviously I'm not going to make kids try foods that aren't so good for us, but meat's like one of those that's, you know, it's part of our lifestyle, and it's not bad. So I think they should try it, and, you know, I try to keep reintroducing foods because their taste buds will change. So I think always think that's really important. But as a whole, I'm a believer in a vegetarian diet. I'm not a vegetarian myself, but most of our meals are. And you can get a lot of great protein in. So I'm a huge fan of nuts and seeds. I use a lot of beans in our meals and different kinds of grains. We use eggs and some of the seafood. So you can definitely get lots of in fact, I mean, a vegetarian diet is definitely, if someone feels good on that, then that's kind of where their body's meant to be, and they might be like that their whole life and feel better that way. Sometimes when kids give you that hint that they don't like something that's supposedly, you know, that you think they would like, it's like dairy or meats, they might not digest them well. So I always want them to try it and keep trying it every once in a while, just a bite. But you can definitely pull together some really great vegetarian meals. And again, when you're on my website, if you like just did a search for vegetarian, I have lots of vegetarian meal ideas on there and ways how to do a vegetarian diet correctly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you, Carla, for those great two questions. And Betsy, you did mention the Dirty Dozen, and you also mentioned your website. And I will say it again slowly because she has a lot of different topic areas for you to find. So if you can go to Realistic Nutrition, realisticnutrition.com, you will find out a lot, not only about the Dirty Dozen, but you can find out about her detox programs, and also you can probably find out a lot of things about vegetarian meals or meals that she mentioned about meals with meat, fast meals that don't take a long time to cook. And as you know, in this day and age, that's very important. So we're going to go back to the phone lines, Betsy. We're going to take caller 280. Caller 2680. Welcome to Checking In with Joy, the show that's all about you this evening. 2680, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Good. I have a question about detoxing. How young or how old should a person be? Should we get our kids to start detoxing, or is there a certain age that detoxing is more beneficial for, and appropriate for
kids don't need to detox. And I do, my program is more whole food based, and it's definitely going to be more of a mild program. But I do include a shake that helps facilitate and speed up the detox process that goes into phase one, phase two of liver detox, so you really get stuff out. But even the shake, it's basically, I've read that it's about 14, 15 years old is going to be the limit there, so that you're the minimum age. So that's, like, technical. If I were to say, okay, a set age, that would be the set age that you're really not supposed to do.
And do you recommend for most adults, do you think most adults need to detox? It's something that, you know, you think that most people have so much buildup of toxic foods that you would recommend it for most people?
I used to, like, having my clinical-based education, I was definitely just thinking that no one needs a detox and they're not good for you, blah, blah, blah. And so being in California for so long and just trying different things and working with so many different practitioners, I started to really dive into the world more and learn so much more about it and be way more open-minded to it. And I started my detox program about 10 years ago. So I've had hundreds of people do it. And have talked to each and every one of them before and after to find out really, you know, how they felt afterwards and what went on. And even myself, like being a healthy person, being a nutritionist, being on top of my nutrition, I of course, have done my program many times. But the first time, I was kind of nervous thinking, what's going to happen? And even myself, I felt like a different person afterwards. My husband, who is a total meat eater, wanted to be vegetarian afterwards. Which was a
shocker. So you feel what? You feel lighter, you feel strong, you feel more clear-headed, you feel, did you lose weight?
The average weight loss is going to be like 3 to 8 pounds for most women. Some men can go way more than that. And I'm not saying that that's, I don't really focus on that for the fact that a lot of that is inflammation weight. So it's not going to be like, oh, I'm losing that and I'm keeping that off forever. It's more just we're getting inflammation out of the body, which is going to be helping prevent disease, and it'll help boost your metabolism, and it helps get you going in that right direction. So it's a nice jump start. But people feel much leaner afterwards. Everyone says, I don't have that bloating feeling. I wake up and I'm like much leaner around the middle.
And how long do these detoxes last? Are they short term or longer term?
I have a 7-day and a 9-day program. But the main thing that I think is one of the biggest perks is that you don't have cravings after it. So many people have cravings, whether it's for bread or sugar, you know, and you feel like you need it, like, every day. And then afterwards,
this is Hazel Pye coming to you live from the Joetta Clark Diggs.
Hear less of
them. Wow, that's big for people, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of people have these cravings. Well, that's really a blessing. And this is available on your website?
Yeah, everything's there. So, it's under services or under, my wellness services. You'll see my detox programs there. Yeah, and I always just try to connect with everyone before and after. So you're more than welcome to call my number directly and talk to me and ask me questions about it. And I always offer a mini free consult afterwards, too.
Thank you so much for your help. It's been so informative.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
And that's all about, Bessie, being able to inform and to educate our listeners. Now, we talked about detox and holistic and metabolism. Before we go to another break, you mentioned that you had the Dirty Dozens on your website. And I want to, again, give everybody that website address because it's important for you to go on there and find out what works, what you are interested in, and find out what works for you. So if you visit realisticnutrition.com, that would be very helpful. And I'm on with Betsy Markle, who is a registered dietitian, a certified personal trainer, and the owner of Sunshine Wellness. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the fitness component, the exercise component of the whole body, whole mind preparation. And remember, call us. That number is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. Hello, and I want my listeners to realize that we have great advertising opportunities on the website. We get over 100,000 hits a month. To find out more about the advertising opportunities on Joetta Sports and Beyond, you can visit us at the website or email us at JoettaEvents@yahoo.com. We have over 100,000 hits a month, so if you have a product or if you want to just advertise with us, we'd love to have you. We are currently running a promotion which will end at the end of the month, so visit us at JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com to find out how you take advantage of the advertising opportunities here on Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, and I am very happy to have these lines lit and people are asking wonderful questions. I'm on with Betsy Markle, and she is a registered dietitian. She's been talking about nutrition, the Dirty Dozen. She's been talking about detoxing, and we're going to go back to the phone lines. And remember, callers, when I say the last four digits of your number, that means I'm speaking with you. So call a 4110. Call a 4110. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Quick question. What do you think about frozen fruit and vegetables and canned vegetables and fruit? I heard pros and cons. What do you think?
Yeah.
Good choice or bad choice?
I don't think it's that horrible. There's really nothing added to it. So it's just the freezing process that's going to maybe break it down or be a little bit processed. But I think frozen is very realistic for people. For smoothies, frozen fruit is perfect. And for vegetables, I don't think it's that big of a deal. So frozen should be fine. I'm just picky just because I'm so used to fresh fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, that they just taste so much better to me when they're not frozen. But nutrition-wise, I think they're fine. Canned is where you're going to get in a little bit more trouble just because the sodium that's going to be added, and that's going to just make it way more processed. And anything that's been in a can for, you know, let's just say a year or 2 years or something like that, it has such a long shelf life, and with the metal, the aluminum stuff, that's going to be where it's not going to be as healthy.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure. No problem.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Colin, for asking that question. So often we hear about fresh vegetables. We hear about frozen vegetables. And sometimes when I buy vegetables, especially corn at the cob, my friend has a farm, and he gives us bundles of corn, and we shuck the corn, and then I end up freezing it. And mm-hmm. he said, you know, never do that, never do that. So I don't see the difference. Do that. So just to kind of get another opinion from a nutritionist, what is your take on that? If you buy the fresh corn and you shuck it, and then you take the corn off the cob and you freeze it, what is your take on that?
That's fine. I don't see any problem with it, especially because you know where it's coming from. So corn is that's a whole topic in itself, because you know, corn is one of the number one or number two genetically modified foods. So that means that, you know, when they make corn these days, they kind of inject a gene into it. So it's going to be genetically modified. So, all these insects won't eat at it. So instead of using pesticides, they do that. But then that's supposedly slowing down our metabolism, all these genetically modified things, and possibly causing disease. So if you know where your corn is coming from and you say, oh, I got it from a farm and I know it's not genetically modified, it's good corn, and I'm shucking it because I have a lot of extra and I'm freezing it, then I think that's an awesome alternative.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to continue doing that. And
then
I'm going to have to have you back on to talk about the corn and the way that it's being treated now to make sure the pests don't get it. But that's a whole another topic, and it will open up a can of worms. A can of worms, no pun intended. Next caller on the line was caller 4482. Caller 4482. Welcome to Check It In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question for Betsy?
I do. Thank you for taking my call, Madam Olympian, and thank you for having this conversation with Betsy. First of all, I'm a person that, you know, have a really bad sweet tooth. And I got on a little bit late, so I don't know if you talked. And I often look for some way to help me break that cycle, you know, and I find myself going for the quick, sweet stuff all the time and not eating healthy. But I feel like I'm real healthy because, you know, I work out a little bit, things like that, but I know I don't always eat healthy, mainly because some of the healthy foods don't taste good. So I heard your website and stuff. Do you have, good, you know, things that, like, food, you know, recommendations that, you know,
I have offset? I've written some articles on that because it's just so common. That's a very common question that I get, is how do I break this sweet tooth? And I do feel like people are born with it. You know, people are either born the sweet tooth person or the salty person. And I'm with you there. I'm a sweet tooth person. So I struggle with it myself and have come up with lots of ways. But it really comes down to a steady blood sugar. So if you're that type of person who maybe you wake up in the morning and then you might have coffee and then you skip breakfast and then you might have a big lunch and then you skip a meal and you're eating like a snack to get by, maybe sodas and Diet Cokes or something like that, those are going to be ways that your blood sugar is all over the place and you're going to just crave, crave, crave. And once you get into the sweets, you want it more. And I've read something saying that it's, sugar is more addictive than, like, crystal meth. It's so addictive. So if you eat it a lot and it's in your diet a lot, you're always going to fuel that craving. And so if you can get a steady blood sugar, meaning that you eat, like, small, frequent meals, and they're well-balanced and they're with more wholesome foods, you have so much more control. But you would be, like, the perfect experiment for my detox to
if we could kick it with you, that sweet tooth, then we're golden. We'll have to, like, advertise that if we do that for you, then.
I would love to try to.
Before you go, call, I want to do a couple of things. One, Betsy has written a book, and it's published. It's called Nutrition Workbook, Nutrition Simplified, and it's available on her website and also Amazon. The website, as we've been mentioning throughout the show, is realisticnutrition.com. Now, she just got finished saying that you would be a great candidate for your for a detox program, and I don't know if you're interested in that or not, but what we're going to do is have you contact her, and we'll take that your information as well and see if she would be able to work with you if that's something that you're interested in doing. And then, as she said, if she can help to curb your sweet tooth, that would be something that makes the program even more beneficial.
Yeah.
I would love to touch. Betsy, you described me down to a T when you said these thoughts. You made one mistake and you said diet coke. I don't drink nothing diet, you know. And so that, you know, but everything else, I mean, you that was me. I would love to try it. I really, my wife and wife would be excited for me to try some stuff. You know, get up in the morning, drink my coffee, and sometimes I eat breakfast. Don't not. I mean, you described me to the T. And so I would love to try. I really would.
Now, one thing you do have to remember is you're going to have an open mind for the fact that, like, you know, you said, oh, but, you know, healthy food doesn't taste good. And so it's, you kind of have to train your taste buds again to like some foods. And sometimes it just takes more of an open mind. But you sound motivated. And my thought is anyone can do this for 9 days. You set that time aside. You have, in the detox, you have exactly what to buy, what to cook. And it's really just a simple meal plan, very simple. So you know exactly what you're doing, and anyone can do it for 9 days, and then you're done, and you're a whole new person. So that would be cool.
Okay.
It really would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. We'll give you her information, and please contact her. Mention the show when you contact her.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Well, Betsy, we seem to have had someone that's motivated, as you said, and is interested in having you guide them. And I guess people can reach you many ways. They can reach you on your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Sunshine Wellness Institute. And then they can reach you at your website. And do you have an email address as well?
Yeah, it's just Betsy at my website, realisticnutrition.com.
So Betsy at realisticnutrition.com. And remember, listeners, she has a book, a nutrition workbook, and it's Nutrition Simplified. So if you don't mind, can you talk a little bit about your workbook and what makes your workbook different than other nutritional workbooks?
Yeah, to be totally honest with you, I'm not that genius, because I've worked with some real great geniuses in that are like pioneers in the nutrition world. And I'm not that person. I'm just that person who wants to make nutrition very realistic and simplified for people. And I just feel like I'm very good at doing that and making up tools. So my workbook, I've broken it down, and it's just 7 steps of implementing healthy nutrition and exercise, stress management, supplements, all the basics of how to boost your metabolism. So with those 7 steps, it just gives you those keys of how to do it, and then it's even like little homework assignments of how to implement it for yourself. And then I have all the resources in there of like maybe shopping lists for Trader Joe's. There would be an eating out guide, what to buy organic, you know, all those kinds of basics that are so helpful. And then I provide lots of meal and snack ideas in here that are just totally doable, and they already are portioned out for the average person. And so it just spells out my whole program. And so any new patient I have, I use this workbook. And so it's just been a great tool that I can talk to anyone throughout the whole country, and I send them the workbook. We have our appointment, or you can just buy the workbook and just read it on your own. So when I left California, I actually did a study on it, and it was so cool. About 50% improvement or more for heartburn, for bloating, gas, bowels, energy, for falling asleep, brain clarity and headaches. It was phenomenal. So it's nothing that's crazy rocket science. It's just healthy nutrition made simple. So I'm very proud of it.
And you should be, and I hope that our listeners tuned in to give you a call, but you said something, and I want to make sure that I'm clear. So if you will be able to help people online or on the phone, do you have phone conversations, and do you do FaceTime and Skype with your clients, or how do they have this with you but not in New Jersey?
Yeah, obviously local, they come in the office. But other than that, most of my clients are in California still. So, yes, I do a ton of phone consultations. Mostly it's phone, but I can do Skype and FaceTime as well. And that's the cool thing about my workbook and that I'm so confident about is just being on the phone with someone, having the workbook in front of them. And then after, when I do a full consultation with someone, I know them. They filled out a full questionnaire, so I really know all these details. And I'm able to, with that, all that information, I'm able to write up a full menu plan for them. So usually I do a 3-day menu plan and write up all their recommendations and goals that they've agreed to and that they think are doable. So it's kind of a foolproof plan. I love the menu planning part of it, to have someone feel like, oh, just tell me what to do, and I do it for them. And it's very realistic with what works for them in their life and their lifestyle.
Okay, well, Betsy, before we take a break, and I want to continue on this topic, but I got an email from someone, and they want to know, do your plans work for someone that has diabetes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've worked with an endocrinologist now for about 15 years, and it's all about the hormones in the body and insulin and when I work with someone, it's almost always going to be on how to balance that those levels out and have that steady blood sugar through the day. So that's usually one of my main goals is doing that. So it's ideal for a diabetic, absolutely.
Now, if the person isn't close to you, how are you going to be able to monitor what they're doing?
Well, I'm set up with a plan. Let's just say this is a diabetic. They are going to be in charge of keeping blood sugar logs and food logs. If their blood sugar is going to be, let's just say it goes super low or something crazy, then they are going to be talking to their doctor of how to fix or change their insulin levels or their diabetes medication. And I am more than happy. I do work as a team with some people, so if someone wants me to work with a team with their doctor, then that is even better. But when it comes down to it, I will help them make the right decisions of with their nutrition, with their exercise, in order to get their blood sugar levels more stable and coming up with that initial plan. And then I always do follow-ups with people because obviously they need the support afterwards. So I do lots of mini phone consultations afterwards. And it might be just every, 2 weeks to start. It might be after they get the hang of it, every 2 to 3 months, maybe every 6 months. You know, it's just once we just gauge how often we need to do a follow-up. And some people like to send me food logs every month, you know. And so it's just whatever accountability and situation works for that person. So it's an individualized or personalized program for the person.
Okay. Well, we've come to that time again. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back with some good news and then take some more calls. So please hold on.
There's a lot of choices out there. How are you supposed to know who you can trust to keep your site online without breaking your budget? Well, now it's easy. SmallOrange.com. We've been providing reliable, fast web hosting to our customers for years with live 24/7 tech support, so you won't be left out on your own. SmallOrange.com. Silly name. Reliable hosting. Visit SmallOrange.com and get your site online today.
Well, I am so excited to mention our new product that we have coming out at Joy to Sports and Beyond. We have a clothing line that will be coming out in June. It's called Eliminate Excuses. And we have T-shirts, bags, hats, water bottles. And we also have a program that we're doing on the corporate section, and we will go across the country doing our limited excuses, and we will put that program together with our Mission Accomplished program. So be on the lookout for that. It comes out in June. You can find out more about that at the website, JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com. And remember, Eliminate Excuses is the new clothing line that we have, and it's for everyone, boys, girls, men, and women. And we have all sizes, all colors, and we need you to be part of this big campaign that we're going to have, a big promotion that we're going to have as well. So visit the website. June 2nd is a big day. We look forward to seeing you wearing Eliminate Excuses. Good evening, and welcome back to Check It In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. I've been on the air with Betsy Marco, and she's been talking a lot about health and wellness and fitness and detox and metabolism, and she mentioned the Dirty Dozen, and she talked about holistic and also about diabetics, and she has a new nutrition workbook that she likes called Nutrition Simplified, and it's on her website, and that website is realisticnutrition.com, and she has also, and I don't know how she's found time to do all of this, she's also developed a healthy weight loss menu program. So can you talk to us about that before we go back to these lines?
Sure. I'm super pumped about it. It's actually not out as of today. I'm going to say it's going to be in a week, so it's brand new. But I have a lot of clients that I see personal, you know, where it's a personalized program, like the menu planning thing. And then I have a lot of people who do the detox. And then there's just some people who want just a step up from the workbook, and they just need a little bit more help. So a step up from the workbook is my weight loss, my healthy weight loss program, which is it's a actual menu that's very basic and easy and realistic. And with this menu, there is one shake a day that is just a healthy nutrition shake. It's nothing that's bad or anything, obviously. It's all just basic nutrition there. And then with the healthy menu plan comes a shopping list, and then also comes all the recipes. And they're very simple, easy recipes. But it's the kind of menu plan that you can follow. And so if you can do this and you just have the one shake a day and you were just to follow this plan, you would feel amazing. So it's just such that easy way of just putting all the pieces together. So if you maybe read my workbook or you look at my website and you're a believer in my philosophy and really know that I'm talking sound nutrition and you want to implement a nutrition plan, then that would be the perfect thing.
Well, you said it will come out in about another week or so?
Yeah. I have a graphic designer that's working on a lot of the little details, but it's done, definitely, but I have not officially launched it, so it's going to be in about a week. It's going to be launched.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you're interested in that, call us. Make sure you continue to visit their website, and when you get an opportunity to see it on the website, you might want to just take a look at it in person and purchase it and give a call and find out more about it. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and remember when I called the last digits of your number, I was speaking with you, so call a 5815. Call a 5815. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you.
Yeah, I came on a little late, and I think you were talking about two areas that I am pretty interested in, and I wanted to make sure I had the information. I had a couple tail end. One, I look in the stores and I always see the organic, not all, but it's organic section. One time I bought some organic bananas, they're very expensive. But I'm interested in what effects will you have eating foods that are not organic on your body?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've noticed anything, but I don't know what I'm looking for. So,
well, I know, and it's so vague. I get it. The thing is, it's not like there's all this like really detailed science and experiments to say, oh, it definitely causes this and this. But you know, it's basically a toxicity. It's just you're eating something that is foreign to our body, and pesticides are definitely going to be used for killing insects and killing things. So we're, once you start like overloading our bodies with it as well, it's going to start to, the overall picture is going to damage your metabolism, okay, because it's really going to be clogging up the liver. For some people, it could cause maybe like skin problems or fatigue. For women, it can cause infertility. It might affect people's sleep. So whatever it is maybe in your body, it's just going to be things that are just your metabolism is starting to change. And it doesn't mean that you'll always put on weight. When people think of a slow metabolism, they just think of getting larger and fatter. But that's not it. It could be just your body's malfunctioning and disease can be starting to come in and symptoms are starting to appear, maybe headaches. You know, it could be any wide range of issues.
Okay. A quick second question. I think you said 9 days. This one actually on the program. I eat sugar and things. If it's tea, if it's foods that have sugar in it, and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
Look at the ingredient. So I guess my body has grown accustomed to that, and a lot of healthy foods don't taste great. I heard someone say that. How long will it take to retrain your body? Did you say 9 days? I missed that. Just came in.
My program is 9 days, and that's the right way. You know, I've obviously designed it to be the right way where it's going to be foolproof. But if you were to, like, just detox on your own and just say, okay, I'm just going to cut out all sugar, it takes a good, like, three, four days to get it out of your system. Because, like, let's just say you're the type of person who eats sugar at night. You're just like, okay, I finished dinner and I have that sweet tooth and I want ice cream or something sweet at night, and you're going to say, I'm going to stop eating it at night. And you might find that it's like just really, you have to kind of like train, like just stop for 3 or 4 days, and you have to like, might even have to like strap yourself down and not do it. But after that happens, the actual physical addiction is gone. But you still might have the emotional addiction where you might still say, God, I still want that. You know, I had a hard day at work, and I just want that as my treat. So it's kind of a twofold where you got to get, you know, do it that way. But the actual detox program, I can guarantee you that it will get rid of your sugar craving if you follow it to the right way.
Okay, I'll look into it. I have your information. I heard you say your name and all your information. So, okay, thank you very much.
No problem.
And
thank you for that call. And one thing that I can guarantee you is that the show is coming to an end, but I want to give a couple of numbers out and your website out again so people can contact you about your workbook, your detox program, your healthy weight loss menu. You can do all of that by visiting her website, Betsy Markle, who is a registered dietitian, certified personal trainer, and the owner of Sunshine Wellness. The website is realisticnutrition.com. That's realisticnutrition.com. And unfortunately for all of you, she will not be on these airways, but fortunately I've given you some information where you can contact her. And we did not even get an opportunity to talk about yoga and different alternatives that you do for the personal training aspect of the show. But with that being said, do you have a closing remark that want to say, Betsy, before we say good evening? Closing comment, quick comment. Hello? Well, with that being said, hopefully that you had the opportunity to enjoy the show. We had a great guest, and I enjoyed listening to her, listening to the questions, and she answered them with such patience. So I like to end the program. Without you on the line, I have no show, so I thank all of you for being part of the show this evening. As I always say in closing, you've been listening to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. And remember, it matters not what road we take, but rather what we become along the journey. Thank you once again for taking this journey along with me this evening, and I hope you enjoyed everything you heard here on Checking In with Joanna. We look forward to seeing you and hearing from you again next week. And until that time, be well and be the best you that you can be.